With Valentine's Day comes talk of love for a spouse, a partner, for family. How many of us think of loving our city? Author Peter Kageyama has explored this in his books For the Love of Cities, The Love Affair Between People and Their Places, and Love Where You Live, Creating Emotionally Engaging Places. Peter Kageyama is a community development consultant and with us now. What do you mean by falling in love with a city?
Well, I mean it in sort of the way that we would think about falling in love with another person. You know, it's that moment when you realize, hey, this person is special. I am connected to this person emotionally, physically. And that's the kind of relationship that we'd like to have with our places. But we're not usually thinking about them in that way. We think about them in very functional sort of terms.
Very much so. So when we hear discussions about our cities, we hear about, you know, fixing lights. Certainly here in Michigan, we talk a lot about fixing potholes, that type of thing. What are you talking about with the kinds of things that help people fall in love with their city?
I often talk about the small things, the things that surprise and delight us, those moments of beauty. I talk about the importance of beauty, art, and great design in places, right? And the point that I often make about potholes is, yeah, you can fix all the potholes, but nobody's going to love your city because you fixed the potholes for them. It's like, yeah, those things are kind of annoying. We love our cities for other reasons, oftentimes not very functional reasons or typically, the most sensible of reasons. We love them for the great park, for a particular view. We love them for, the downtown experience that we have there. And those things are really what matter. Yeah, we want to fix some streets and we want to pave some potholes. But again, nobody's ever going to fall in love with the city because of paved roads.
And why does it matter whether or not we fall in love with our city?
Well, sure, because cities are in competition for people and for businesses, right? So if you want people to move to your community, you want businesses to come to your community, what are you offering? It has to be something more than just, a job. It has to be something more than paved roads, police, and fire service. What you're really trying to sell is this idea of a great place, someplace where you are going to feel good, where you and your family are going to be able to grow and thrive and have this relationship with each other and with that place. So there are economic benefits with that. We're talking about talent attraction and retention. You want to keep people in your community. You want to keep people in your businesses. Well, if they love the community that they're in, they're far less likely to maybe be seeking a job somewhere else.
You say, Peter, when you visit a city, you look for something you call love notes. What does that mean?
Well, I talk about the small things that have an outsized impact on the way we feel about, places. And the analogy I use, it's the handwritten note that goes with a gift, right? That is a small gesture, but that small gesture can oftentimes have a very big effect on the way people feel about the gift and by extension, the way they're going to feel about that person. So these love notes are these small things that cities give to their citizens. And if cities are lucky, citizens actually feel inclined to give back to their cities as well. And they could be things like a mural. They could be things like a little dog park. A place that's comfortable to sit and people watch. Those are small things in the grand scheme of a city, but those are the kind of things that make us feel welcome, make us feel comfortable, and make us feel emotionally engaged with that place.
And I know you've been around Michigan. Can you give us some idea of some good love notes that you found around Michigan?
Well, sure. There's big ones, there's small ones. Let me start with a small one, Ludington. So Ludington had this ugly downtown wall, and a few summers ago, they did kind of a fun thing. They invited an artist to come in and do sort of a paint-by-numbers outline on this downtown wall. Then over a weekend, they invited the entire community to come down, grab a number, grab a bucket of paint, you go paint your number. But that's really cool. It says Ludington. Now, it's not necessarily high art, but it is highly interactive art. It's the kind of public art that people have a different relationship with. I think that's fabulous. On the grander scale, you have something like Detroit Central Station. Now, that is being redone by Ford. That's going to be an amazing love note, not only for Detroit, that's going to be a symbolic love note for the entire state of Michigan when that one is done.
Now, that wall you mentioned with the Ludington mural is no longer there, but that town has embraced the idea with other colorful murals. And I think it is safe to say Michigan Central Station is something anybody who's been through Detroit has seen over the years. Those of us who grew up in Detroit, we remember when the trains still ran from Michigan Central, and it's been sad to see it sitting and decaying.
So imagine how people are in Detroit and Michigan as a whole are going to feel when that building comes back in a new and an amazing form. That's, that is a small thing in the grand scheme of the city, in the grand scheme of the state, but that's going to have a big, big impact on the way folks in Michigan think and feel about themselves.
I'm thinking back to a few years ago, out of Grand Rapids, when everybody started sharing this YouTube video, and it was like thousands of Grand Rapidians singing and dancing to American Pie.
The Grand Rapids Lip Dub. Yeah, that's an amazing example of a love note. And that was in the aftermath of Newsweek magazine, you know, telling, you know, listing Grand Rapids as one of America's 10 most dying cities, right? So this is like 2011. And there was no money for a new ad campaign. So along comes a young man by the name of Rob Bliss, who comes up with this crazy idea to do this lip dub. And it's this amazing response to being declared a dying city by this outside entity. You're right. It's to Don McLean's American Pie. It involved thousands of people. It was all throughout downtown. It was an amazing example of a community rallying around an idea and the fact that, hey, we love this city. You know, Newsweek magazine says we're dying. Well, let us show you how dying we are. And it was clearly a fantastic response to that.
So these love notes go two ways. The city can drop a love note, but residents can create their own love notes.
Yeah, and that's the best part about this. Of course, you want cities, you know, doing this kind of stuff, thinking about, you know, not just placemaking in terms of making things functional and safe, but having a sense of fun and creating this, you know, a sense of uniqueness. But then you really want citizens to feel empowered that they can make a difference in their community, in their neighborhood, by doing something positive that maybe it amuses them and, you know, their friends and their neighbors, but it has a bigger impact on the way the entire community might actually feel about their place. Yeah, it's a two-way street.
Peter, lots of cities, lots of towns are struggling to make ends meet. Can they create an emotionally engaging, lovable city without having to spend a load of money?
Absolutely. In fact, the stuff that I typically talk about was really very small in comparison to budgets to build roads and bridges and schools and things like that. The kind of stuff that can be done for hundreds, maybe even a few thousand dollars, as opposed to, you know, millions of dollars to build, you know, massive infrastructure. What does it cost to put a new, you know, a mural on the side of a derelict building to help people feel better about that place? A dog park is an incredibly small investment compared to most other things. Yet I think dog parks have amazing, you know, return on investment for creating a sense of community, a sense of place. And they also even create a sense of safety because people are walking their dogs. And when you walk your dogs, you have these eyes on the street there. So there's a simple way to address some bigger issues like crime and you know, neighborhood cohesion, a dog park. That's a pretty small investment for some really, really big returns.
So what I'm hearing you say is the more people feel that sense of being in love with their city, that starts to radiate outward, and the region and the entire state can benefit.
I would hope. I mean, I think it starts with loving your neighborhood, loving your city, then loving your state. Yeah, there's a lot to be proud of. And of course, we all want to be proud of, you know, where we live, right? We want to have that feel like we have a positive relationship with that place. And that is something that cities need to work on for their citizens. But we, as the people who live in places, need to take some ownership of that as well and step up and ask that question. Say, hey, I do care about this place. What can I do?
Advice for falling in love with our cities from Peter Kageyama, who's a community development consultant and an author. And some great ideas, Peter. Happy Valentine's to you.
Happy Valentine's Day to you and all your listeners.